soft answers to tough questions, loving our enemies. So we want to give them soft answers to persuade them, not just defeat them in argument. The tough question of God, we'll be looking at a few of these. The first one tonight, how do you know God exists? What makes you so sure? Well, two answers. One is, we understand the dilemma. God cannot be discerned by natural human perception. He's invisible to our senses. But the important thing, in 1972, Dr. Francis Schaeffer published a book entitled, He is There and He is Not Silent. Dr. Francis here in his later days, and one front of the book looked like that. Under that picture it says, does it make sense to believe in God? You see, really, this makes total logical sense if you were God. It would be no help to us at all if God had provided a plan of salvation but remained silent, never told us. No way for us to find out. So the God who is really there has not kept silent. So it's our remarkable Bible that has revealed to us that God exists and loved the world enough to send his Son to die for our sins. The nature around us tells us that there is a God, says that he's great and powerful. But I don't know how much you study the leaves, you're not going to find out that he sent his Son to die for your sins. It takes the Bible to do that. In a time of great persecution, Martin Luther said, mighty potentates have raged against this book and sought to destroy and uproot it. Alexander the Great, princes of Egypt and Babylon, the monarchs of Persia, of Greece, and of Rome, the emperors Julius and Augustus, but they prevailed nothing. They are gone while the book remains, and it will remain forever and ever, perfect and entire as it was declared at first. Who has thus helped it? Who has protected it against such mighty foes? No one, surely, but God himself, who is master of all things. It's a remarkable book. It's so unusual that it passes beyond, coincidence. All these different authors writing over all that period of time, and yet it tells one story of one God and one plan of salvation. A second answer, gentle answer, is that God's revelation in the Bible gives us other proofs of his existence. It tells us that one day God actually appeared on earth in human flesh. John chapter 1, verses 14 and 18. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The first three verses of the chapter tell us that the Word was God, that the Word created everything. And then verse 14 says that the Word was made flesh. In the story of his life, his perfect life, the exalted teaching, the documented resurrection of Jesus, in these things we have the proof of existence of the God of the Bible. The strength of it is, if you spend time actually reading it, even the Christ-rejecting Lord Byron said, if ever man was God or God was man, Jesus Christ was both. He was known as a very handsome man, very immoral as well. But he recognized, in fact, that if it's possible for this to be true, I think that's his if there, if ever it was, Jesus Christ is the one who it would be. So when we speak to these people, we have these evidence, we have this fantastically unusual Bible that has proven itself true in so many ways and through the years. And we have Jesus Christ who came to declare to us God the Father and proved that he was who he said. So when man could not reach high enough to find God, God reached low enough to rescue man. And that's our proof enough that God actually exists. And we know it because it happens truly in our life.